Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again, everyone. And to those joining us online, it's great to worship with you this morning on this beautiful day that God has blessed us with. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As Melanie mentioned, you're not wondering anymore, what is Chris doing up here? Our brother is doing well. He hasn't fallen away. You know, actually, Melanie had to wrestle him to the ground yesterday just to get him not to come. We said, bro, you're not well. Rest. Let someone else do the communion lesson. And I wrote him about maybe 9, 10 a.m. in the morning asking. And at 4 p.m. or so, he responded, okay, bro. But thus was his heart. In terms of just wanting to be with you guys, wanting to be with the family and serving the family of God. So let's continue to keep him in our prayers. Also want to encourage you guys, if you notice, Eric is not here with us today. Eric would normally be here, but as you have heard, Eric, he suffered a seizure and he's hospitalized. For those of you who don't know, so he'll be in the hospital for a couple days. They're doing some more tests. They're thinking maybe they may even have to do another operation because there's some swelling in the brain that's affecting his recovery. So let's just take a moment and pray together for our brothers. Amen. Amen. Almighty God and Father, we come before you because you alone are God. And in your hands is our life and all our ways. And Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done and is still doing our lives. And Father, we put before you this morning our brother Eric and Tony. Please, we pray, Father, that your spirit will minister to them, that you will heal them, that what the doctors can't do or find, Father, that you will find and you will heal and restore. Strengthen them in spirit. Strengthen them in mind and body, O God, and help them to remember that in spite of the challenges that they're facing, that you are with them. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your mercy. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So as Melanie said, Tony asked me just to share a few thoughts as we prepare our hearts for the communion this morning. And as we think about the communion, in Luke 22, verse 19, in instituting the Lord's Supper, Jesus said to the disciples, do this in remembrance of me. He said this in breaking the bread and giving the wine, the bread that represents his body that was going to be broken and his blood that was going to be flowed. And even as I thought about that, I wondered to myself, you think about all that Christ had done right up to that point. You'd wonder, why even ask to do something to remember him? You would think remembering him would be by default, because he has done so much. But he did it anyway. And so what does it mean to remember Christ? And I want us to look, as we prepare our hearts for the communion this morning, just to look at the scriptures to get some ideas of what this really means. Because the true meaning is not what you and I feel. It's the meaning that God gives to it. Amen? And so to center our hearts or to get some ideas of what this means, I want us to turn to Psalm 103, because I believe David was a man who remembered God, who rejoiced in God, rejoiced in his goodness and his faithfulness. And in Psalm 103, can't see. Does anyone have may I? Hopefully that's not in French, right?
No, it's not.
Thank you. Goodness of God is overflowing, man. Can't see the gadget. All right.
I'm stuck together.
It's all right. It's all right. Come on, Chris. We're with you. Hey, these still work.
That's right.
They work well in all conditions. Amen. Yep. So don't throw them out. So in Psalm 103, let's read together a bit. And this is David. He says, "My soul bless the Lord, and all that is within me bless his holy name. My soul bless the Lord, and do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with faithful love and compassion. He satisfies you with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes acts of righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He revealed his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse us or be angry forever. He has not dealt with us as our sins deserve," amen, "or repaid us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his faithful love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows what we are made of, remembering that we are dust. As for man, his days are like the grass. He blooms like a flower of the field. When the wind passes over it, it vanishes, and its place is no longer known. But from eternity to eternity, the Lord's faithful love is towards those who fear him, and his righteousness towards the grandchildren of those who keep his covenant, who remember to observe his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all his angels of great strength, who do his word, obedient to his command. Bless the Lord, all his armies, his servants who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all the places where he rules. My soul, bless the Lord." Amen. And this is David, in one of his quiet times, I would say, contemplating. This is a psalm of contemplation, contemplating the goodness of God, the mercies of God, and a challenge to us today to remember him, to remember all that he has done, to remember that he has forgiven our sins, to remember that he has healed us from our sicknesses and our diseases, to remember how patient he is with our failings, that he's not there pointing out our every weakness and wrongdoing, to remember that he has rescued us from the pit and blessed us in ways that our minds and our hearts could not even have imagined or thought possible. And this was David's thought about God. And I believe it's our thoughts here today as well. Amen. I think that is why we're here this morning, because we believe the same things. We have so much to be thankful for. We have been through 2 years, 2.5 years of pandemic. According to the World Health Organization, over 5 million people died. But we are here. Why? Because of God's goodness to us. And even though God's so good to us, it is so easy for us to forget. It is so easy for us to not remember and to grumble and complain and to go our own way. It is so easy in spite of all that. But God wants us to remember this morning. You know, I remember a time when I forget goodness done to me. Yeah, Chris, I remembered. I remember I was a young Christian. You know, it's a lot of you know, I've told you, you know, my goal before becoming a Christian, I chased girls. Wasn't successful though. And you know, God called me one day and I responded. He moved my heart. I had no more excuses. And I became a Christian. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm done with the girl thing. I'm just going to focus on the Lord, get to know him. And the minute he said that, he sent a sister my way. Yeah. Believe me, he sent Petrina. I was there studying the Bible with a friend, and there came Petrina along. And of all the brothers that was there, she greeted for some reason that to this day I don't understand, except it's just the blessings of God. Amen. She zeroed in on me. And after, believe me, 4 months later, you know, she keep coming. We built a relationship. And I was a nobody. Nobody remembered Chris. Nobody knew Chris at the time. But Petrina, she was known. She was this vibrant, energetic, lovable person. If you know her, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And after Petrina noticed Chris, Chris became popular. Chris became popular. Everybody else wanted to know Chris. Who is this guy? And what happened is the popularity started to get to my head. You know, Petrina and I, you know, we started dating. She became my girlfriend. You know, amazingly, she said yes. And we started dating. But the popularity started to get to my head. And what happened, you know, I forgot the goodness done to me. I forgot her coming after me. I forgot. And I called her one day because I see all these other sisters who are paying me attention, you know, and they look good. And I was like, who shall I choose? And I thought, you know what? I said, Pet, I called her, and it's amazing, you know, how women know these things. It's like she knew I was calling her to give her bad news. Horrible news, disturbing news. And I called her and I said, you know, Petrina, I think we should take a break. And my break was, that's my excuse, so I can go roaming after, the lust of my heart and my heart's desires. And that day I saw the pain in her heart. I saw the tears. I saw how much it hurt. And you know, I never forgot it. Because immediately at that point, I know I was doing wrong. You know, sometimes I think we forget. Sometimes I think we forget that God's the same way. That he has a heart. That he hurts. When he gives his all and he picks up us out of the dust. He dusts us off and he puts on nice clothes on us. And blesses us with nice jobs and blesses us with family. And we become something. Sometimes we forget. And we keep going after the gifts and we forget the giver. And we forget that he hurts. But this morning, Jesus wants us to remember, the scripture wants us to remember that we should not forget. That we need to remember. You see, the thing is, I didn't plan on forgetting Petrina, but it happened. I loved her. But there's a sinful nature within me that rails its head time and time again. And if I'm not prepared, if I'm not alert, it will overcome every good intention that I have and desire. And brothers and sisters, if we are not careful, if we're not deliberate in remembering and reflecting the goodness of God in our lives, we'll forget too. We will forget. It's not that we plan it, but it will happen. If we don't put things in place to remember what God has done, to show that gratitude in our lives, that in spite of the challenges and the temptations in our heart to go astray and to grumble and to complain, that we'll stay firm because we remember what God has done for us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, fasted and prayed to face the devil, to prepare himself to do battle. How much more us, brothers and sisters? How much more us, friends? To help us to stay on that straight and narrow. You see, we got to prepare ourselves. You see, remembering Christ is not just about remembering the blessings that he has showered on us. But it also means remembering that our lives need to become a blessing as well. Remembering Christ is not about just saying how good God is, but reflecting that goodness in our lives. Because you see, to God, you know, it's not just about what we say, it's what we do. And as the Spirit has reminded us over the past couple weeks through our brother Tony, he says, how we live matters. And it's true. It's not just about what we say. I can say I remember God all I want. But if my life is not reflecting that in the things that I do, in a gratitude that's overflowing from my life, that's impacting the life of others, it means it's just empty words. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 15, Jesus said this of his chosen people. He said, yet my people have forgotten me. This is what God said. They burn incense to worthless idols, which makes them stumble in their ways in the ancient paths. These are the people that saw the miracles, that walked through the Red Sea, that had the law, the promise. But yet still God said this of them. They have forgotten me. Why? Because they have gone their own way. They have stopped holding to the words and doing the things that's pleasing to our God and Father. Jesus said the same thing. You may say, Chris, that's the Old Testament. But in the book of Matthew chapter 7, famous scripture, we all know it, verse 21. Jesus said, it's not those who say to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of God. But those who do what? Who do the will of God. Where are we at this morning, brothers? Where are we at in remembering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Do we remember him in just word only? What does our life say about remembering our Savior this morning? Does it reflect the life of Christ? You see, when we don't remember, that's what causes conflicts. You see, when I forget Christ, even today, and what he has done for me, I find myself, I get very angry at home very easily. When the kids do stuff that I don't like, there's a turmoil in my heart. You know, I'd quarrel, I get agitated and I lose control. I'll get cold in my response, even to those who didn't do anything. My wife would turn and say, what did I do? Why? Because I forget. When we forget, we have marital issues. When our husband and our wives are not responding the way they need to, we quarrel and we fight and we forget what God has done for us. When we forget, as students at high school, when nobody is watching, we start to act like everyone else. Because we want to blend in with the crowd. We want to be liked. You know, like me, want to get the girls. Even though I don't say it. We want to be like everybody else. We forget. And the thing is, you know, when I lose self-control, when I get angry, it never usually solves the problem. But yet still it happens. When I lose self-control and I get mean and cold and unforgiving, it just makes things worse. And God is reminding us this morning that, you know, when we remember, if we just remember that even in the problems, God is still working. He has not forgotten us because we're having a challenge with our children. He has not forgotten us because our spouse is not acting the way we think they should be acting. He has not forgotten us when things is not working out for us in life, that opportunity is missing us at work. It doesn't mean God has forgotten us. He's there with us still. And if God allows it, there's a reason for it. And so we need the challenge is to trust him. Trust what God is doing. Even though it may not look to be favorable in our favor. To reflect God means to trust him. To know that he is working and he will carry us through. Amen. You know, it's funny. Sometimes when I face these challenges, even with the children. You know, Petrina said, Chris, did you pray? I'm like, no. I can handle this. They need to listen. But you know the funny thing is, whenever I pray, whenever I don't react as I used to, whenever I remember what the Lord says to say, take everything to him in prayer. Yeah. And I just humble myself. Yeah. And I pray. I say, God, I'm losing it here. I need your help. It's amazing how things work out. And so what can we do today, brothers and sisters? What can we do to ensure that we don't forget what God wants us to remember? Those things that bring us benefit. Because when we go our own way, there's no benefit in it. When we go our own way, we know exactly where that road goes. So what can we do to ensure that we don't forget what God wants us to remember? That remembering Christ means not only to talk about Christ, but to reflect Christ in our very lives and the things we do. I think David gives us some pointers. The first pointer is this. Take time to contemplate daily. Take time not to get angry because something is not working out. Take time to contemplate the goodness of God. All that he has done in spite of what's not happening in your lives. Write it down. Look at it. At the end of the day, write down what has been accomplished. Write down what God has done. Contemplate. Take time to contemplate. The second clue that we get from this passage is to take time to thank him. If you look at the Psalms, there are so many of them that's written by David. Thanking God. Contemplating his goodness. Beseeching God. Take time to thank him. Thank him for all that he has done and is still doing. Thank him because we don't deserve anything that he has done for us. And when we have an attitude of gratitude, you'll be amazed of the other things that happens in our lives. You know, in Ephesians 6, verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all the believers everywhere. Let's be thankful. Let's be prayerful. Pray for one another because the devil is always at us. Always trying to get us off our game. To forget what God has done. Tell you to look at the people out there. Look how much fun they're having. Look at the couple over there who's not even Christian, but look at the car they're driving. Oh yeah. They got a Lexus. What do you got? Venza. And if we're not alert, if we're not aware, we'll start to listen. That's right. And we start to say, yeah, but that's true. Yeah. We got to pray. We got to keep thankful. Think about the blessings. Focus on the blessings, not the problems. Amen. The next thing that we need to do is we need to deliberately walk with him daily. So we need to contemplate. We need to take time to be thankful. And we need to make a deliberate effort to walk with him every single day. This is why we're here this morning, giving thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is exactly what he did. He walked with God daily. he took time to pray out of his day, not just once for quiet time in the morning, but at different times he prayed, he gave thanks. You see, when we do these things daily and consistently, so overwhelmed will we be by just the love and the mercy of God. When we recognize all that God has done for us, so overwhelmed will we be that there's a peace that will just transcend our hearts and our minds. That no matter what the devil bring our way, it will not faze us. Such a peace will come over us that nobody will have to tell us to read your Bible, because you have come to an understanding of the goodness of God. Yeah. And you will just read it because you want to know this good God. Yeah. Nobody have to talk to you about being faithful, because you'll walk a devoted life just out of gratitude for what this God has done for you. Nobody have to tell you to come to church. You'll not stay home in fear, but you'll step out in faith. Amen. Because you know that he who calls you is faithful and is able to keep you. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, we're here today not because of a vaccine. No. We know many people have gotten vaccine and they're not here today. We're not here because of a diet. Even though, you know, our brother, yeah, we have brothers here that looks really good, yeah, like our song leader. When he hugs him, man, his bud's like a rock. I'm thinking in my mind, you know, Petrina, please don't hug. Please don't hug. Don't hug him. Because then she's going to want to say, bro, you need to go work out. She keep telling me already, you know, bro, when I met you, you used to walk like this. You had a six pack. What you got now? One pack?
Oh my goodness.
You know, we laugh at these things, but, you know, it's true. It is not by exercise, it's not dieting that has kept us, but it's the goodness of our Lord and Savior. And if you're hoping that we'll see it, that will not take the lies of the world and the devil and think that these are the things that's keeping us and keep you in fear, that you stay in and you not come out to worship with your brothers, that you not come out to help, to use the gifts that God has blessed you with, to reach out to your sister, to encourage, to strengthen the weak, to help those in need. That is why God bless us with the gifts. We cannot use them at home. We cannot use God's gifts to glorify him, being self-focused on what we want. We gotta be God-focused, amen? We gotta reflect God's goodness in our lives. God's got a plan for each and every one of you. If you're a Christian, you know it. If you're not a Christian, God wanna use you too. There are people that you know that God wants you to impact their lives. Will you allow him? You know, in 2 Chronicles 6, verse 9, it says, the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth, looking to strengthen the hearts of those who are fully committed. Not those who just talk about him, but those who are fully committed in doing the things that he wants us to do. You know, it's my conviction, brothers and sisters, to get to that point. I'm working on it. God bless my wife. I've got her there to help, you know. Keep me accountable. And I have you, my brothers and sisters, to help do that too. Amen. I appreciate my brother Granville. He'll tell me the truth. Yeah. You know, sometimes I go to him and I say, you know, bro, you know, my son is doing this and he's rebellious and he's not listening. And look what I said to him. And, you know, and he said, you know, bro, you know, I think you can be very unmerciful at times. I was like, but look, you know, you don't know how long I've been talking to him. I appreciate that. That can't happen if we're at home. That cannot happen if we're self-focused.
Come on,
to remember Christ means to reflect him. To take the time to be there where he wants us. To go where he sends us. To bear what he lays on us. and to do whatever he requires of us. Amen? And so as we prepare to take the communion this morning, let's make a decision in our hearts to not just praise God with our lips, but to make a concerted effort to reflect his goodness in our lives. To make sure that we don't just take the blessings, but that our lives will be a blessing as well. Amen? Amen. And to do that, let's contemplate. Let's give thanks daily. And let's reflect Christ, walk as Christ did. And in so doing, we will certainly fulfill God's purpose for our lives in our generation. Amen? Let's pray. Almighty God and Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy upon our lives. That you have not treated us as our sins deserve, that you have borne so much for so long and have still blessed us in ways that we could not even have thought possible or imagined. And so, Father, we praise you this morning. We praise and give thanks to your holy name because you are worthy. And as we prepare to take the bread and the wine this morning that represents Christ's broken body and his blood that freely flowed for each and every one of us, to redeem us, to draw us close to you, I pray, Lord God, that you'll purify our hearts and our minds, that you'll refocus our efforts, and you'll help us, Lord God, not to just remember you intellectually, but to walk devotedly with you, to walk as Jesus did, to go where you send us, O God, to bear whatever you lay on us, and to be willing to do whatever it is you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.